We are in Llano. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson, Zach Peterson with you here at Llano Stadium. Halftime has come to an end. 28-minute halftime. That's a long halftime. Wimberley leads at 35-0. The Yellow Jackets will get the ball to start the second half of play. We're thrilled that you've joined us on COWO 104.1 FM and on WimberleyRadio.org and also the Sun Radio app. Appreciate having you. We got 24 minutes of football for you as the smoke clears after the two teams have run out onto the field. Again, it's gorgeous here tonight. Perfect temperature, slight breeze. Actually, I think that breeze has kind of dropped off since the beginning of the game. Flags are kind of hanging now a little bit.
Now, Mike, I asked Zach why you were kind of down doing things in a just thanked him a lot for the invitation to Cooper's at before the game. But he said he had the brisket, Mike. What did you have, sir?
You know what? I had ribs. I had a couple of ribs, and they just kind of melted. They almost melted in my mouth, if I can describe them. And then the guy, he's got them. He's got this pitchfork thing, and he stabs those ribs and holds them up in the air, and he says, "You want sauce on those?" And I was like, "Brah, yeah, duh.
We're in what Texas, do you mean, bro?"
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, I had that. I had some beans. I had some piece of white bread. I had some peach cobbler. Oh, it was so good, Jared. You should have been there. Here's the kickoff taken to the 15, to the 20, 25, and out to the 28-yard line as Wilson, Watson on the return. I think, Jared, I think you're still mad at Zach and I for not inviting you. I think I invited you and you just didn't get my text.
Well,
the Wi-Fi is real bad here.
It is. The Wi-Fi is actually bad, which surprisingly
yes,
enough,
it is.
I haven't noticed that we went off the air yet, so that's a bonus. But, yeah, you know, I'm going to have to go
that's
back.
That's good.
I'm going to have to go back through my messages, apparently, and make sure that make sure that my phone's up to date, possibly. Because,
that's right.
You know, here I am sitting at the stadium. At
starving to death.
6:15, eating a Frito pie, and you guys are over at Cooper's with the world famous barbecue.
Well, we love you.
I've heard said that before.
Said with great sincerity. Here's Walling now, the quarterback, as they have first down and 10 at the 29-yard line. Does Llano turn and the give to Brooks up the middle? In the second half, first play is a lot like the first half as Brooks is knocked down. May have lost a yard back to the 28. It'll be second down and 11. No running room whatsoever. A broken record, I know, but boy, the Yellow Jackets are just having no effectiveness on offense tonight whatsoever.
Well, they're having a real tough time, obviously, with the front line of the Texans, and they're just continuing to dominate that front line.
Second down and 11 now for Walling. He's going to give it to Brooks again up the middle. Good running room. He's got the 30 to the 36. So that's a nice pickup of 7, and that'll set up a third down and 3.
I speak too soon.
Yeah, that was a nice run. That might have been their longest run from scrimmage tonight. Third down and 3 now. Pickup of 8 for Brooks. Just underway in the second half. Texans again leading it 35-0 as JoJo Weeks threw 5 touchdown passes in the first half tonight.
On an important basis, the Astros lead 3-0 in the top of the 6th.
How about that? All right.
Yes. Scored 3 runs on 3 hits in the bottom of the 5th inning.
Dear A.J. Hinch, keep Verlander in the game. Do not go to your bullpen under any circumstances. Here's the give to Brooks up the middle. He's got the first down and more. He gets it out to the 42-yard line, so move the chains for the Yellow Jackets. Sorry about editorializing there about baseball, but every time the Astros have to go to the bullpen, bad things happen.
Well, it's America's pastime, too.
Goodness,
so it's not
gracious.
It's okay to talk about it during a football game.
Love to see the Astros in the World Series. Still trying to get used to the Astros in the American League. I still haven't wrapped my head around that.
Yeah, every time they play the Rangers, it confuses me.
I'm completely baffled. First down and 10. I'm easily baffled, though. Ball at the Llano 42-yard line. Walling will give it right up the middle. That's Fletcher. Tough running, about 5, maybe 6 yards up the middle. And that's going to set up a second down and 4. for the Yellow Jackets. 9.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Reminder, we're looking for fall interns. If you're interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Give our office a call for more information at 512-965-9969. Second down and four now for Lano. Walling will take it, run it up the middle himself, and he's got the first down. Tough running by the quarterback, Ben Walling. Gets it down to the Wimberley 46-yard line, and another first down for the Yellow Jackets, who look better on offense on this drive than in any other drive of the night.
Yeah, and a good. I talked earlier about Walling. He had several good runs in the beginning of the second quarter right there to really start off the drive, and that's really the first run that we've seen since then. But a good drive they've put together right here for the Lano Yellow Jacket so far.
And again, the Texans are playing the run, obviously, because Lano just has not shown the ability to throw it effectively. So until they do so, you know that Doug Warren's going to pile everybody up close to the line of scrimmage. Why not? First down and 10 now. Turns, gives it to his running back, Brooks, and he's able to go straight forward for 3 yards. And it'll be second down and 7.
My mother just texted me. They're up in Gatesville, Texas, awkwardly enough, at the Gatesville football game, listening to the Wimberley football game.
How about that?
With my relative Aunt Joyce is listening with them. So hello to her. She gets to hear me live and on air, Tony Romo-like, we'll call it, right off the bat.
So, how about that?
I give autographs out at reunions sometimes.
That's right.
No, I don't, actually.
You don't sell them. Second down and 7, and give to Brooks up the middle. Burst up the middle for the first down. He gets it to the Wimberley 36-yard line. So first down number 3 for the Yellow Jackets, who are rolling pretty nicely on offense here as we get the second half started.
Yeah, some good adjustments, obviously, on that offensive line for the Jackets. Are producing some pretty good runs, really right up the gut. We talked in the first half so much about the Texans dominating the defensive line, and all of a sudden now they've found some holes in there. The Atlanta Yellow Jackets got some good runs so far.
Ball is spotted at the Wimberley 35-yard line. Yellow Jackets trying to get on the board here tonight. And Walling will take it himself after getting the snap in the backfield. Got it back to the line of scrimmage. Actually, they're going to give him a yard, and that's charitable to say the least. It's second down and 9. Yellow Jackets again lost to Navarro last week. Played them pretty close before Navarro pulled away late to win 21-7. And Wimberley, as we mentioned, will play Navarro next Friday night in what will be the game of the year in the district. Second down and 9 from the Wimberley 34-yard line. Clock on the move at 6:25. Walling now looking left and now rolling. Now he's in a lot of trouble, and he's going to be sacked back at the 38-yard line. So that'll set up a third down and 13 now. He didn't have a chance once Wimberley broke through that line.
Yeah, good execution right there by Moss, staying on the outside of him, driving him back in. Moss kind of gets him by the ankles, but good swarm by the Texans coming on the outside. Swarm, you like that against the Jackets?
Yeah.
A swarm. So, anyways, it can end up third and long right here for the Yellow Jackets. This isn't what you want after you put together a pretty good drive on the ground. All of a sudden, now you're stalling out of field goal range. Four down territory for you, no doubt, though.
Walling awaits the snap, and now he has it. He's going to give it to Brooks right up the middle. No running room whatsoever. Brooks got wiped out right at the 40-yard line, a loss of another 2 yards. So it's going to be fourth down and 15, and I don't know if they'll go for it or go ahead and send their punter, Austin Humphreys, out to put it inside the 20-yard line. Yeah, they're going to send their punt team out now. Humphreys will stand at his own 47-yard line. Gavin Martinez stands at his own 10 for the Texans. Clock now rolling inside of 5 minutes left to play in the third period. Humphreys gets the good snap and gets the punt away. It is high. Martinez calls for a fair catch at the 9-yard line, and that's where the Texans offense will take over for the first time in this second half.
Good punt right there. Just a real high end-over-end punt. We talked earlier about it. Obviously, offensive linemen, defensive linemen get out there to punt, but he's done a pretty phenomenal job in the kicking game so far. And a good punt right there pins him back on the 9-yard line.
Certainly had a lot of punts tonight, that's for sure.
He's had a lot of practice, that's true.
So JoJo Weeks will trot on. He had a mere 5 touchdown passes in the first half.
Yeah, 258 and 5 touchdowns, so not a bad first
half. How about that? That was his passing numbers, huh?
Yeah.
Goodness. Carruthers to his left in the backfield, and Moss will get the handoff. Right up the middle, breaks it to the 15 and falls forward. Pickup of 8 to the 18-yard line. Second down and 2. And again, next week is going to be some kind of Friday night in Wimberley. That will be the place to be. As the Texans take on Navarro, I'm assuming the Texans will finish this 35-0 lead off with a win here tonight. Weeks now will throw it left side. Martinez, he's got running room, 25, 30, and he tripped up. Looked like the turf monster might have gotten him, but not before he got the first down out to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, he was hitting the X button on the PlayStation right there, trying to get it up and get going, and just kind of looked like he tripped over the white line right there almost. But
really did.
Big possibility right there for Gavin, kind of swarmed out for him, but still a first down for the Texans, and kind of picking up really, Mike, where they left off in the first half, just generating 6, 7, 8 yards of play so far.
3:40 left to play in the third period. Another first and 10 for the Texans at their own 33-yard line, leading it 35-0. Weeks throws it left side. Looks like Krebs, 35-40, and Hayden may have gotten enough for the first down. I think he did. Yeah, he got it out to the 45-yard line, so first down Wimberley.
And you don't realize sometimes what you're watching with number 16 at quarterback and JoJo Weeks right there. That's a run-pass option play. He's pulls it from Carruthers and immediately throws it out to Krebs. And a good block down here by Gavin Martinez. Got two defenders. Krebs has to beat one. Gavin has to block the other. And ended up with a 10-yard, 12-yard gain right there. But a good decision by JoJo to pull that ball, seeing it was basically 2-on-2 out there.
Now he'll throw it out right side, and it's incomplete. Dangerous pass. He was trying to hit. It looked like Krebs on the right side that time. Well, that was well defended, to say the least.
And I take the things I just said
back.
Because that's the exact opposite. That's one where he almost threw it to the defender in that sense, just kind of set in what he was going to do right there. That's a ball sometimes you just kind of tuck and run. And if you're JoJo, you can produce yards with your feet too. Remember?
No doubt.
You know, he ran the ball a lot more in the beginning of the year. He's been more of a drop back. Of course, when you got 26 touchdowns on the year, you're allowed to rely on your arm.
Second down and 10. That arm is going to go to Gavin Martinez, who makes the circus catch on the sideline inside the 30. To the 28-yard line is Gavin Martinez. You only have to get 1 foot down. Matt Green is going to argue about whether or not Martinez got that foot down. I kind of thought it was a good catch.
Well, I got to tell you, whether he got the foot down or not, it was an unbelievable catch by Gavin Martinez here on the near side. And a just good concentration, back shoulder throw by JoJo, and Gavin comes down with the ball. And in the long run, you complain all you want to, but it's going to be a first down for the Texans after what you would consider to be a highlight catch by Gavin Martinez.
Down to the 28-yard line of Llano now. And another good strike there thrown by JoJo Weeks. He's going to take it himself and run it up the middle. He gets popped after a gain of a yard. I just assume JoJo not run. Get Doug Warren on the headset. I want to talk to Doug about that.
Yeah, something always concerns you when your quarterback is running the ball up the middle with 5 touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Half, but,
I don't want to do that anymore.
He has it in his arsenal, and JoJo is a good runner, and we've seen him be elusive in the past. And you're right, is it 35-0? Is that the time to do it?
Yeah,
but at the same time,
right.
It may be one of those where JoJo wants to get his head up in there a little bit. He's a competitor. He likes to be down into it.
whatever. I don't want him to run the ball.
Yeah.
You can second down and 10.
Get in a huddle.
That's right. Back to throw now. Throws it out right side. And that's Carruthers trying to get outside, but a good play made by the defender near that Wimberley sideline over there. No gain. It'll be third down and 10.
Yeah, good tackle on the outside on Moss Carruthers. You don't see Moss get tackled by one guy very many times. And a good job right there. Takes him out by the legs.
He actually lost a yard back to the 29. So it'll be third down and 11 now. 2 minutes left to play in the third period. Texans led 35 to nothing at halftime. Both teams here in this third quarter have been have had the ball one time. This is the Texans' first possession of the second half. Weeks will roll out.
Krebs
now he's going to throw it into the end zone and incomplete. Just as well, pretty well covered back in that secondary, wasn't it?
Yeah, Krebs came out of his break, had the post and out pattern right there that we saw earlier from Gavin on the touchdown, and an opportunity right there. Krebs kind of stopped on that pattern. JoJo went ahead and threw it towards the pylon, and Krebs just didn't go all the way through. So a little miscommunication right there. They're going to go for it here, fourth and 11, though.
Fourth down and 11. A little bit out of Nick Coles' range here. It would be about a 46-yarder if he tried it. But, again, they're going to go for it on fourth and 11 from the Lano 29-yard line. They're kind of in no man's land, and now they're going to take a timeout, and we will take it with them. Our score, Wimberley 35, Lano nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at OnionCreekVW.com.
.41 left to play in the third period. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson and Zach Peterson here on hand from Lano as the Texans lead it 35 to nothing. And it's fourth down and 11 at the Lano 29-yard line. Texans are going to go ahead and go for it out of the range of Nick Coles. Back to throw is JoJo Weeks. Rolling left, looking, lot of time, still looking. Now he's going to throw it over the middle and it is caught. Is it caught at the 20? Did they say he caught it or incomplete? It'd be short of the first down.
They say it bounced, I believe. I think it did bounce.
Yeah, he's trying to go to Cade Stover over the middle, and the Lano defense holds, and so the Yellow Jackets will take over now with 1:32 remaining in the third period.
You know, it's makes your job a lot easier. JoJo had about 8 seconds to move around in the backfield back there, and it makes your day a lot easier when you got receivers like Stover and Martinez and Wyatt Mann and Krebs who can get open for you if your line gives you that kind of time. A great pocket right there by the offensive line.
Weeks did a good job of buying himself time, too, after breaking out of that pocket. And at any rate, kudos to Lano's defense on that drive. And now Walling, the Lano quarterback, will take over for his team. Ball at his own 29-yard line. Brooks right up the middle. And he's got a good gain of 5, 6. No, I'll give him 7 yards out to the 36. It'll be second down and 3. Matt Green has done something in the locker room at halftime because the Yellow Jackets are running the ball a lot more effectively in this third quarter than they did in the first half. Second down and 3 now. Walling. Back to throw. Looking right. And now he's in a lot of trouble. He's going to be thrown down. Back at the 27-yard line in sack. They're going to say that he was down at the 29. That's the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 10. Ouch. That looked like it hurt.
Yeah, that one not pleasant.
Walling was whipped around and thrown to the turf rather violently. 28 seconds left to play in the third period. This could very well be the last play of the half. The play clock is at 15 as Walling gets the play now and sets his offense. Play clock at 5 now. Now they're going to blow the whistle with 7 seconds left on the game clock. Yellow Jackets going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, 35-0. Wimberley, you're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
Seven seconds left to play in the third period. Third down and 10 now for the Llano offense from their own 29-yard line. Walling gets the snap. Back to throw. Heavy pressure. Throws it out right side and incomplete. And he's knocked to the turf with 2 seconds left to play in the third period. He didn't have a chance on that play.
No, he dropping back and pressure comes up immediately. A stunt on the outside by the outside linebacker, frees up the tackle, and defensive tackle just comes right in and backside blindsides the quarterback Walling, and he throws it high right there. So it's fourth and 10 again. We're going to see another punt from the Yellow Jackets, and Cade Stover works his way back in to receive the ball here.
Austin Humphrey stands at his own 15. Cade is standing at his own 40. Here's the punt. It's a line driver. Stover calls the fair catch. And he has it at his own 44-yard line, and that is the end of the third period. Our score, Wimberley 35, Llano nothing. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan Football is provided by Stevens & Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.